I don't think anybody in Congress has done more than I have to try and move the needle on ag sales in Cuba. But there have been a lot of things transpire in the last couple of years that have really cooled the appetite for that. And most notably, it's been Venezuela. It's been Díaz-Canel's position with regard to Venezuela. So it's not enough to express rhetorical support for Venezuela. As far as Díaz-Canel is concerned, he has committed troops. He's got troops on the ground supporting Maduro, and he has doubled down on that. He's not showing any signs of slowing. And honestly, this can't just be a one-sided type of relationship where we make all these concessions to try and provide food to the island nation of Cuba. I think they have to show some good faith on their part. And when he engages not only in that rhetorically, the moral support for Venezuela, but physically providing troops, you know, Maduro's primary security force is made up of Cubans. And then also, you know, you think about the command and control out in the hinterlands of Venezuela. This is a real problem. And so, you know, I really kind of had to pump the brakes on this because, I mean, you cross a line there. I mean, honestly, I'm concerned about American farmers and creating broader market access, globally speaking, but there are some limits to that. And when we have that type of behavior from the leader of Cuba, I think that's an indicator that we need to rethink. And hopefully, he'll rethink the wisdom of that decision. And, you know, who do you want to be partners with? And it's clear that he would rather be partners with people like Venezuela. We also have concerns about basing of Russian troops and Chinese troops in Cuba as well. That's taking place. So their economy is in a shambles. They're leaning heavily on Russia and China. Instead of reaching out to us, we've offered the olive branch on many occasions, ag being sort of the forerunner of that. And for our troubles, what we get is Díaz-Canel says, we're gonna stick with supporting Venezuela, and we're going to allow China and Russia to base enter our ports and even base here. So that's a real problem.